There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Sammy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. We need you here in central Pennsylvania.
Well, I'm here. How can I help you, Sammy?
Yes. I have some friends who have a son who's a hoarder. He hoards magazines, books, bottles, plastics, all kinds of things, and it's getting to the point where they're being driven out of their house.
How old is the son, Sammy?
How old?
Yes.
He's in his mid-20s.
Has he finished high school?
Yeah, he finished high school. He's in junior college now.
Well, certainly the easiest thing to do is to get him his own place. And because then, it's not going to cure the problem, but at least it makes it his problem, not their problem. Does he have any other symptoms that are worrisome from the parents' point of view? Is he a loner? Is he? Does he have trouble making friends? Does he have trouble sleeping?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he wants to socialize.
Well, they probably have the ability at this moment, since he's still under their roof, to do two things. And I'd probably suggest the first, which is to see a therapist, because the question is there an underlying cause here? And the answer is almost equivocally yes.
Dr. Brown?
Yeah.
He's seen the therapist and it's not helping. Maybe he has the wrong therapist, I guess.
Exactly. How long has he been in therapy?
That I'm not sure.
Look, people hoard because they have the sense that they can't. It's a statement of inadequacy, isn't it? It's saying that I have to hold on to everything I have because otherwise I won't be able to get it back again. So it's a statement that says I can't control my own destiny, that I'll never be able to get back to this stage, that the world is a scary and insecure place. And so, as you can hear, if you feel that you'll never have enough to eat, then you're going to hold on to food. If you feel that you're never going to have enough money, you'll hold on to magazines and string and aluminum foil and rubber bands, because you're feeling like at some point I may need them and then I wouldn't have them and I couldn't get them again. So it's a little unusual to hear somebody who's a hoarder who's quite so young. Are his biological parents that he's with at this moment?
Yes.
So there wasn't a divorce or anything like that?
No. I think they're both divorced and they remarried.
And he's their child? He's
yes.
not one. He doesn't have a step parent in this. Okay.
No, I understand.
Was there some trauma that you know about in his life, Sammy? That he?
No, you don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Look, I would still say I think your perception that maybe he's with the wrong therapist, depending on how long he's been in therapy, may be accurate. And they can also have the kind of parallel approach of saying, look, you need to understand this, but in the meantime, you need to get yourself a storage shed someplace and put all this stuff in it, because you can't live here with us and be this much of a hoarder. You're making our life uncomfortable. So either you need to move out and take all your junk with you, or you need to move your junk to some place that you can feel comfortable about, but that you pay for, and so it doesn't impact our life in this kind of way. So you can do the parallel approaches. The one is the kind of therapeutic approach that says, let's figure out the underlying cause. The other is a behavioral approach that says, regardless of the cause, you can't make our lives miserable like this.
Mm-hmm. the way, I Googled hoarders the other day.
Yeah.
And the first thing that came up there was somebody's offering a quickie program to cure hoarding. I don't know anything about it.
It's probably a backhoe. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's clearly they're going to throw all the stuff out. But that's the question is, I mean, it's going to cause some anxiety for the person who's a hoarder. That's what they're doing. That they're dealing with their anxieties by holding on to stuff. So if you throw all the stuff away, it's not going to cure the problem. They'll just feel very anxious and start doing it all over again. But I mean, in the particular case, it at least clears out the bedroom, and that's why I didn't.
Okay.
Pardon?
Doctor?
Yeah, I'm here.
How do you find a therapist who's skilled in this area?
Well, it's a good question. Try Googling hoarder therapists. You know, I don't think it's a particular... Look, most of us who are therapists don't... I mean, there are people who specialize in eating disorders, and there are people who specialize in marital issues and sex change operations. But hoarding is a kind of a common enough issue, and the underlying issues are about loss and abandonment. So I don't know that you necessarily need a specialist, although you can... Let's see what happens when I Google hoarder therapist. Hoarder therapy. Well, that's probably... Let's do hoarder... Well, that just didn't work. Wait a minute. Hoarder therapist. Let's see what happens now. But I think what I would do, when in doubt, I would clean up reliable sorting, disposable, everything hoarders, overview therapist, therapy for hoarding. Well, they're saying it's an obsessive compulsive disorder, which I'm not sure I would necessarily agree with. Hoarders, the TV series, that's really helpful, isn't it? Hoarding resources, Dr. Susan Chabot, Psychology Today, Help for Hoarders, New York Times, counseling programs, Hoarders Anonymous, pardon?
When was that in the New York Times, that article on hoarders?
It was November 29th, 2012.
Okay.
Okay, and it's let's see what it says, just out of curiosity. What I would do is I would have your friends go to a mental health clinic or even a hospital that does outpatient therapy and have the intake worker do them. Help for hoarders, drop-in support group has made considerable headway. I can cook again. She's become a peer responder. Yeah, it's not an uncommon problem as people get older. That's why I'm a little surprised that he's as young as he is.
Yeah, he's young and he has a job.
Well, good. That means that he can pay for some storage space someplace or an apartment of his own.
Yeah, I think it might be a little traumatic if he were to... take all his stuff away.
Well, but I didn't say take it away. I said put it in storage for himself. I didn't say take it away.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's the idea, that he would put it someplace that he felt he had control, but it's out of the house. I think in the long run, if he's in his 20s, it's probably time for him to think about moving out. They're also saying that there's some support groups. And if you go to the New York Times article, there's actually a locator. They have you can find a support group here. Let's see what it says. Locator, major cities elsewhere. So there's, but I think the point being that if he has resources, that then maybe generally his parents could say, here's the deal. We'll pay for therapy as long as you're under our roof, but you have to pay for putting your stuff in storage or getting yourself an apartment, and we'll give you first and last month's rent. But the problem if he's this isolated and is hoarding, and the problem about him living by himself is he's going to get more and more isolated. So the probably the best solution for the parents as well as the kid right now is for him to get some storage space someplace so he can move all this stuff in so he knows it's not gone, and get involved in therapy. Because right now I'm afraid moving him out is going to exacerbate his anxieties, which is going to exacerbate the problem. Sammy, stay on with me for a minute if you need to. 855-99-DR-JOY.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Let me just take a moment and talk a little bit about hoarding, just because I mentioned with Sammy that it's a little uncommon to see it in people quite so young, and the reason why is, well, let me do it conversely. The reason why it tends to be more of an issue as people get older is it's a symbolic acting out of the fact that people feel as they're getting older that they're losing their friends, they're losing their eyesight, they're losing their power, they're losing their sexuality, they're losing all sorts of things. So on some, again, metaphoric level, that they hang on to what they have. And hang on to what they have can be aluminum foil, plastic bags, newspapers. And so it tends to be exacerbated as people get older. So it's a 20-year-old probably symptomatic of something a bit more frightening on an underlying basis, because presumably the impulse is exactly the same. And what is it that you feel that you're losing when you're 20? So that's why moving him out is probably not the first choice of a way to behave. Okay, speaking of not moving out and talking about the opposite of this, which is gratitude, of not only feeling that... that you have everything you need, but that that you are grateful for it, is probably, if not the opposite side of the coin, at least a much more comforting kind of philosophy. So let's hear what other people have got.
Margaret says, Christ and the good news, John 3:16.
Okay.
Peg says, my family and my health covers a lot, but other than that, my friends, they are so important, and of course, the good Lord.
Alrighty.
Sonia says, grateful that things do happen for a reason and that there's a purpose to us, or at least I hope so.
Well, as human beings, we tend to believe that, don't we? The idea of randomness is kind of scary.
Luby says, grateful for having you, Dr. Joy. You have no idea how much you've helped me, and I've never even called you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You have an impact on the people that, even the people who don't call into the show.
Well, you know, I get that more often than not when I'm out in public. People will say, I've never called you, but. And that's very nice. I mean, listen, and when I very first started, someone said to me, you have to remember that a very small percentage of the people who listen to you will ever call you. So you have to remember that you're not only dealing with the person who's calling, but the person who's listening as well. And that's why you hear me go from a very specific issue to a more global issue sometimes, because that's an awareness of the fact that the caller is my mechanism, is my vector, is my mechanism for talking about a subject. And obviously, I'm very committed and very grateful to that person for finding the courage to call up and say, all right, help me with this. But I also have to, it's like, it's why, that if you ever do a program on horoscopes, which my colleagues used to do all the time, because it's a surefire way of getting phone calls. But basically, especially if the astrologer is doing more than just the 12 signs of the zodiac, it only applies for that person that's calling, of the time of day that they were born.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating to that person, but nobody else cares. And even if you're talking about one particular sign, then the responses are in theory so global that they could apply to anybody. And then you're only at any particular time dealing with 1/12. So it's a good way to get phone calls and a bad way to keep listeners. So
Andrew says, number one, my wife, and number two, my first boss, former New Haven Police Chief Nick Pastore. I'm grateful for people as compassionate as they are savvy.
Do you know what? The other thing that this kind of exercise does is it reminds you, because news almost by definition is bad, right? I mean, we sort of put up some good news as kind of a way of offsetting it sometimes, but it's certainly we have to search for it, and sometimes they're kind of silly little stories, but at least an attempt to say that the world is not a terrible place. And so when we do things like, not only on an individual basis, we talk about gratitude, but we share it with each other, we're reminding ourselves that there are good bosses, there are good jobs, there are good people, there are good circumstances, that basically your life is going to be more or less what you make it and how you view it. And you're going to get some help along the way. You're going to run into some rough spots, because everybody does. But the point is that even the rough spots could be very enlightening. Jim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, how do you do?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Dr. Choi, first of all, I want to thank you because, like some of the people whose emails you're reading a moment ago, this is the first time I've called. You're very
good.
Time, but I find that the advice you give to people to be very practical, and I'm taking a risk here, but I also like the fact that you hold them to a point and don't let them get off on a tangent. And having proceeded down that tangent, the reason I'm calling is I'm a contemporary of yours, age-wise. I saw it on your website. And I have been, I didn't realize it, but I've been a hoarder since probably my early 20s, perhaps even sooner than that. Only at the time, I was unaware of it. It was one of those things where you start out as a kid saving bottle caps, because everybody collects bottle caps, and then you collect matchbooks. And over time, you collect baseball cards. And so for years and years and years, I have fallen into collecting something. And it wasn't until many years later I realized, you know, there's going to be people out there who have bigger collections than mine, and what am I going to do with this stuff? And so without being fully aware of that, I began to transition into sort of an odd form of hoarding. Instead of hoarding aluminum foil and hoarding, you know, styrofoam trays and stuff, I will collect things because I always have an idea that, gee, eventually I'm going to find a use for that thing. and the odd thing is, a strange one. At one time, I actually saved a toilet bowl. Drove my wife crazy because I teased her. So I'm going to put out front lawn with
you know,
wife.
Jim, you could never, when you need a toilet bowl, you need a toilet bowl. There's just no substitute.
Raise it up, Dr. Joy, just to show you how wild it gets. I had a next door neighbor who wouldn't know which end of a hammer to pick up. And on a New Year's Day with six children and one bathroom, he came over and said, Jim, do you have a wrench at your boss? What kind of wrench are you looking for? Of course, you know, he said, I want to take the toilet seat off. I said, gee, Jimmy, I got the kind of wrench, but you've got to put a rag over it because these things slip. And you've guessed the punchline. He's back about half an hour later. He said, oh, geez, he said, I broke the toilet bowl.
Yep.
And I said, what do you know? I've got one. And it was actually...
Ta-dum!
So there are these reinforcing opportunities. In any event, jumping to the more serious side, and it's not super serious, for years and years and years, people thought I was HD, ADD, or whatever the hell you call it, because I was full of energy and I would never complete anything. And finally, about 2 years ago, when I grew disgusted with myself because my wife asked about the taxes and I blew up, and I realized, I said, you know, I hate myself. I wouldn't want to be my own friend. And quite frankly, it's because I don't get things done. And I said, damn it, I'm going to see someone. So through connections...
All right, let me stop you for just a minute. Let me stop. We'll continue in just a moment. We're at the cliffhanger. We'll be right back to you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking to Jim. Jim, I'm sorry to have to cut you off like that. Jim,
yeah,
says he was a collector, then somehow morphed into being a bit of a hoarder, and people thought he was maybe ADHD, which I think are not exactly the same thing. And your wife just got a little unhappy with you because you never finished anything, so you decided, okay, enough already, got into therapy. Okay, pick up the story there.
Okay, first of all, Dr. Joy, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you, and I also appreciated the break because it gave me a chance to continue thinking about my condition. And so what I should call your attention, number one, it wasn't my wife who became discontent. It was me blowing up over her saying, where do we stand on the taxes? And I was in the middle of yet another project. And I said, nah, damn it, blah, blah, blah. And when I was through, I felt so badly. I said, you know, I said, I hate myself. And now she felt so sorry for me. She said, oh, you shouldn't. I said, nah, for years and years, I wouldn't have myself as a friend. I don't know why you put up And I thought, damn it, I'm going to do something about this after years and years of people talking about the ADHD, including one of them, Dr. Joy, who back more than 30 years ago had two sons, or one of her two sons, and her husband with the condition. It was at the time when Dr. Hollowell was first coming up with the thoughts about HDAD and ADD and so forth. And she had been a nurse in public health, and she was smart enough to how to make the connections to have her son and husband checked out, and their written stuff worked. Fortunately for me, in the meantime, she had become a trustee at a prestigious mental health institution associated with an Ivy League school around here. And I called her and said, Mary, it's about time I do something. And she said, well, that's a very good move in the first place, but let me find out who you should speak to, because it's not always ADHD, Jim. It can be other things.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I got to see the director of the outpatient clinic for this prestigious hospital. And right away, in asking the questions, he said, no, you don't have ADHD. He said, what you have is OCPD, personality disorder. He said, it's not the same as OCD. He said, it's a personality disorder. And he proceeded to rattle off things that I do before I even told him I did them. Subsequently, as soon as we left the meeting, my wife, who is less techno-challenged than I, and is diligent, went online, and she got me a fantastic article by some psychiatrist, and that's who I was seeing up here, not the same person, but a psychiatrist. I read this article, and in the margin, I'm always underlining, I can't read anything that I'm not writing, and I'm doing this, oh my God. Poor Denise. Oh, poor so-and-so. Thinking of all the things for years and years and years I've been inflicting on people, as I am to you right now, which is giving more detail and rambling. And it turns out the type of OCPD that the psychiatrist says that I have is something called the incomplete form. He said, you never finish anything. You plan the hell out of it. You work on it a while, and then another project takes its place, and your list of to-dos grows and grows and grows. And he said, and you got problems with should. I said, should? He said, yeah, you're always saying, I should do this, I should do that. And he said, believe me, the line is endless. There'll be shoulds for as ever, and you need to stop, blah, blah. And he said, the problem is, we started to talk about a medication. I must have made a face. He said, look, if you had a headache, you'd take a pill. He said, if they told you had an infection, you'd take a pill. He said, believe me, the problem in your brain is a dopamine issue and something else. I'm confusing that with a sleep disorder. He said, you have a shortage of a particular chemical that helps you get over that anxiety or the resistance, and he'd recommend escitalopram. And initially started with the brand name, and then we tried to work our way to generics. So now, having read this article, I recognized the symptoms, which made it a lot easier to try and cope with the condition.
Sure.
And one is a desire for perfection. I guess part of it is the belief that I have the answer to everything, and nobody else's answer is any good but mine, that I want perfection, I want symmetry, and I can go down the list, and you know the symptoms yourself. I don't need to be telling you. So in any event, he also recommended that I try aversion therapy and recommended, he said, here's a list of psychologists you can see. He said, you can notice there are several here that do not accept health insurance, at least not United Health. And he said, unfortunately, usually the good ones don't. He said, because they can get by on people who can pay for their care. So I have been seeing somebody and explained that the reason behind the OCPD is, as you described it, it's an anxiety. He said anxiety is a form of pain. And just as you draw your hand away from a flame or something that's painful, as the anxiety ratchets up, your mind goes into what do I do to cause it to subside? And he said, it's falling into doing all the things that you want to do. So I found that knowing what the symptoms were had been a big help. The medication had been a big help, especially when he had to raise it just a little bit more. I think I'm like 30 milligrams or whatever it is each day. But what I have found is, good as the aversion therapy was in theory, and being told what my symptoms were, I have found that it's easy for me to reinforce and fall into the same groove that I've been in for years. And as I said earlier, I don't hoard anything in particular. It's just that I always have this belief that I can repurpose something. It could be a big cardboard tube. It can be a piece of wire. It can be a piece of string. And I can fill my basement or my garage with stuff that someday I'm going to use.
Right, let me suggest a way of dealing with that. And you can hear from the previous calls that there are a couple of ways of doing it. One is to get yourself a storage shed someplace, because giving that stuff away, you're right, will make you feel anxious. But knowing that you can get your hands on it, but it's not in your house, will make you feel less uncomfortable about getting it out of your house, and your wife will love you. The second thing, I made a deal with my mother, who is a hoarder, that you can't bring one new magazine in until you've thrown the last one away, because she has the sense that she has to read everything. And this is part of the hoarding phenomenon. That if she doesn't read a newspaper, even though it may be 3 weeks old, that she'll miss something. So the deal that I made with her is that she can't bring a new magazine in until she's thrown away the old one, which means, among other things, that she's canceled some of her subscriptions, which is great. And we got her an iPad so she can always get stuff online if she wants. And an iPad, although it doesn't sound to me that you hoard newspapers as much or magazines, unless you haven't told me about that. But that's a classic way of dealing with that kind of hoarding, is that you can have it all in one place and it will be there forever, so you don't have to hold on to that magazine because you can get it online at any particular time. So the ways of thinking about it are either set some boundaries for yourself. I have it with people who hoard clothes. And I'll say, look, if you haven't worn it in a year, in the last year, calendar year, put it in a box and put it underneath your bed. If you haven't gotten into it in the last year, then give it away. And giving things away quite often works better than throwing things away, because you can feel that you're doing good. You can give it to an organization, that a church organization, or one that gives clothing to the homeless, or a library. Libraries are a little harder to find these days. But and Boy Scouts used to do this wonderful paper drive thing, which really made everybody feel better. You can recycle. So the idea is, if throwing things away will make you feel anxious, giving them away will probably make you feel less anxious. Storing them someplace else will make you feel probably the least anxious of all the three. And then just setting yourself up some guidelines that say, all right, if I haven't used any of the cardboard in a year, then I can give all the cardboard away, because it turns out that I can get this cardboard at any time I want it by going to Home Depot or going to We Are Cardboard or whatever. So once you begin understanding that you have alternatives should you need things, then giving things away is going to become easier for you, because the idea of getting rid of something and needing it makes you feel very anxious. The idea of being able to use it and show everybody how smart you are makes you feel calmer, but it's making a mess of your life.
And it's an excellent suggestion, because I know to some extent it has worked. And if I may, I'll just throw out a couple of things that maybe your other listeners might find useful. I do reach a point where the psychologist is the one who has made suggestions such as yours about set a timer and tell yourself you're only going to go in the room and do 10 minutes worth of clearing out. You don't have to clear out in one day. And he gave me suggestions about don't read anything. If the paper is old and you don't remember it, take the folder and throw it away, because you can get back records and so forth. And I have done some of that, and yet sometimes without the ADS, the child cramp, but fully understanding the concept, I'm not able to complete.
Let me give you, all right, hang on for a minute. I'll give you a couple of other suggestions that may help, okay? Hang on for me. 855-993-7569. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Jim, who has a couple of underlying issues. And he's getting a fair amount of relief from some and not so much from another. And the issue that he's really calling me about today is really the hoarding behavior. And he's made some progress about that, of understanding he only has to go in for 10 minutes and not reading anything and whatever. Let me suggest two things that may really help. One is to find somebody And you can either have a friend that does it that you bribe. Your wife may or may not be willing to do it, and it depends on how. It probably is better not to have your wife, because it sounds that you're pretty capable of, the two of you have been together for a while, of yelling at her, and that's not going to be helpful. So you want someone that you're going to be better behaved about. So maybe a friend, maybe a grandchild, maybe a next door neighbor, maybe somebody from a church, and you can make them a deal that you'll help them. For example, you'll help your technology challenged next door neighbor to take a screen off or something, if he'll come and help you to clear out the crap. And so that having somebody to work with you is really helpful, because it's the same reason that having a workout buddy, a sweat buddy, really works. So when one of you is feeling a little iffy, the other one can substitute their willpower for yours, and it works very well. It also makes it more fun, and the time goes faster, and you can play music. And the second thing, which doesn't necessarily have to be mutually exclusive, is bribe yourself. If I get rid of 3 garbage bags full of stuff today, then I can go and have a cheeseburger, or I can watch the Final Four, or I can read a dumb novel, or I can go see Fast and Furious 7 or something. So the combination of yoking things that you really don't want to do with pleasant things and rewards works very well. And it will work on the hoarding as well. And there's nothing like having... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Actually, your advice is excellent, because I know for a fact that some of that works. But if I may, I don't want to take up much more of your time. I should be monopolizing it. But if I can pass along to you some things that have worked for me, that didn't necessarily come from the psychologist. One is, I think you're 100% correct, telling somebody else. I think one of the best things is, having gone to therapy, okay, or at least having seen someone, let the cat out of the bag. So all the friends and people and family around me who for years and years watched what I was doing but were kind enough to tolerate me, okay, if not indulge me, now that they know, they're free to speak up. And it's great having somebody else say, oh, can I get you another can? Would you like to save another button or something? So there's a humor in it, and I realize that I'm slipping into something. So I'm able to write myself and correct myself. So having gone to therapy and letting other people know what my problem is that they've been observing for years, isn't ADHD, it isn't whatever else, but they now know that I know it, and so they can do just as you were suggesting with the neighbor. They can correct me on the spot. The second thing that has been a really big help is using anger. And the anger comes aimed at myself, saying, geez, you've been in here for half an hour. Damn it, throw that away. Or just getting disgusted. Some days looking at all the stuff on the counter that I'm going to get to and saying, if you haven't read it now, and getting mad at myself, and while angry at myself, disposing of things. A third thing that has been quite helpful for me is almost laughing at myself sometimes. I'll be out making certain that the snow is squared and even, that all the mounds are neat, and think to myself, you're a moron. How, you know, what the hell are you doing? And laughing at myself and saying, the hell with it, that's it. And so, as opposed to trying to escape the anxiety from, you know, giving myself, you know, either, well, a reward, I shouldn't say it because it's still a reward, I also experienced the comfort on those occasions of anger, and I've thrown something away, or I'll see a piece of clothing. And as you said earlier, another wonderful tip is giving stuff away. If I give it away, and it's not for tax credit, because I always think that that's cheap, giving money, I can take a tax deduction. If I'm giving away and somebody's taking stuff I don't want, I don't feel I should get a tax credit. But knowing that somebody else has now got the stuff and might make use of it, makes it ever so much easier. And fortunately, we have a place around here where they'll take people who have burnt out homes and stuff, have absolutely nothing. And so they'll accept almost anything.
They probably would have loved your toilet bowl.
Yes, if only they had the plumbing to hook it up to. But I don't mean to take up more time, Dr. Joy. But one, giving things away and the sense of satisfaction because you've not thrown it away, somebody else now has it. You feel you've done good. Two, getting angry at myself is saying, how the hell long am I going to let myself feel badly over not getting to this project? If I haven't gotten to it now, damn it, throw it away. Somebody else will take care of it. I'm not going to solve the problems of the world, which is what I always think. As soon as somebody hears this opinion, everything's going to be better. So it's getting disgusted with myself. That works. And then the third piece is the reward of occasionally recognizing, gee, doesn't it feel good to walk into this room and I'm not tripping over that damn box?
Well, those are the days when you walk into the room and are not tripping over the box, to push yourself a little more, say, you know what? Not only do I not trip over the box, but I'm feeling so terrific, I'm going to go and attack the silverware drawer.
Exactly. And that's it. So, like I say, for whatever help it is to your other listeners, and your advice has been great because it reinforces. Matter of fact, the psychiatrist said to me recently, almost a little bit, I won't say opposition to the psychologist, but I could sense that he was thinking, gee, the psychologist wants you to clean out your garage and your cellar. Jesus, everybody's garage and cellar is messy, okay?
No. He doesn't know for messy. Don't. Listen, when people understand, Jim, ideas are for using, not believing, and the psychiatrist said something that doesn't make any sense to you. He had his own agenda about why he was doing that, and even mental health professionals can get a little territorial, but he's wrong.
Okay,
that your garage doesn't look like anybody else's garage.
Okay.
So don't listen. Take, no matter who they are, including me, if what we say makes some sense to you, and it's practical, and it's usable, and it seems sensible, try it. If it works, great. If it doesn't, try something else. But don't buy into something that doesn't feel right, because you have to be the final determinant. The only other thing I would add is that, two things, I guess. One is that you can make a deal with your wife that says, anytime I hold on to a magazine that's more than 2 issues old, I'll give you $20. And most people are cheap enough that they don't want to play that game. And she'll laugh and you'll laugh. And knowing that if this magazine worth $20 is, you know, you're going to find yourself throwing stuff away. The other thing that I would suggest, which you've sort of already inherently understood, is when you're feeling good about yourself is the time you're going to be able to make the most progress.
Good.
So when you wake up in the morning thinking, wow, that was, you know, that room just looked terrific, try another room.
Dr. Brown, on the magazine things, you know what worked for me? Again, it was the anger thing. I stopped subscribing to magazines.
Yeah, amen.
And the reason I did so is each week when a magazine arrived and I hadn't finished the previous one, and the anxiety would ratchet up, and I thought that if I don't have the magazines coming in,
I'm
falling behind.
We just won't tell Ed McMahon. Jim, keep going. Go clean up a room. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.